we want to engage with members of the public to get an idea of some of the issues people are facing around IVF. We're keen to review all of our spending in every area in the NHS, and IVF is one of those areas that we want to have a look at and consider whether or not we are funding the right level, or whether we're funding too much or too little, but primarily too much. We know we fund more IVF than most areas in the country, and therefore it's coming under a little bit of scrutiny, but we're keen to speak with people to see what sort of issues people face, whether or not they've got any ideas about whether we should do something slightly different, how whether it's the right type of thing to look at in terms of our funding priorities, and so forth. So it's a very soft engagement piece we're doing. We're not going out to formal consultation at the moment. We've not made any decisions at the moment. We're just testing some of our thoughts with local people, and the meeting tonight is one of a series of meetings we've done over the last few months. As you'd expect, the NHS has got a duty to review all of its services from time to time to make sure that we are providing best value for money and that we are prioritising our services in the right way. Well, there are two meetings. There's one tonight in Maidstone, and there's one next Thursday in Sevenoaks. I encourage people to go onto the West Kent CCG website and sign up and come along to have a conversation with us, because we need to hear your views on IVF. So at the moment, so in terms of the policy we have at the moment, it's a single policy across Kent and Medway. At the moment, those of us on the left-hand side of the county are considering whether or not it's the right policy. And at some point, I suspect East Kent will make that consideration as well, and start to think about whether or not it's right for them in the East. Generally, people are fairly supportive of us looking at everything that we spend our money on to make sure we've got the right prioritisation. Nobody is really keen that services get cut in any area, and it comes down to some of the difficult decisions we have to make because funding isn't finite. So people understand that. They want to make sure that if we do reduce the number of cycles, then there are other things that help reduce the problems that causes, but in general, people aren't keen on making cuts such as this, and I completely understand that.